I think we need to adapt to new challenges. And if it were even to set up some meetings, even online, I think would be somewhat helpful. I think it's important that the one thing we need to do is engage with the parents, engage with the children in whatever forum that we can at the moment. And we all know there's huge challenges in the whole area of COVID, but this also brings about, I suppose it brings about challenges, but I think it brings about an opportunity for us to look at how we do things a different way. And I think lots of children have been doing great with the homeschooling, and I think lots of children will be well able to deal with appointments if they had it to be online. And I think that this is something that we need to focus on. But all in all, I welcome the fact that there's commitment here to address the challenges that they're going forward. And I think we need to keep monitoring that closely. And for my part, I continue to do that.
Because there is no doubt that that waiting list will be bigger than ever. But what you're really calling for is, you know, not for that to just grow and grow, and for more innovative ways to be introduced to try and tackle the backlog.
Absolutely. That's exactly it, Catherine. I'm saying, look, we need to look at the length of the list, look at how we can maybe be innovative to do this different. And I think the initial contact is very, very important. And I think we need to look at then addressing the list going forward. But having the resources in place is very, very important. But we need to send out a strong message to those parents and to the children. Look, we're here to support you and to accommodate your needs and whatever way we can going forward. And I think some fresh thinking is needed in this area. And I hope now that the people in the Donegal CAN service will look at this with some fresh thinking going forward and try and address the challenges that are there. And I believe we can address that if there's a willingness on everyone to work together to do that.
Because there's so many other services in the county that could, you know, act as a way of branching out from this initial consultation. Obviously, it would be online. But we do know that even over the past year, there's so many different new online services that could be used to counteract the backlog as a way of engaging in the first instance.
Absolutely, there's no doubt. And, you know, COVID is going to change the way we all do things in our lives. And it has changed an awful lot of things we do over the course of the last 12 months. And I think this service will be no different. And I know many different services from the hospital in Letterkenny are being done online. And, you know, it mightn't be exactly what everyone wants, but at the same time, as long as the patient is getting the care they feel, and as long as their consultant is continuing to engage with them and their medical team, I think that's important. And I think that's what we have to do going forward, to continue to engage with the needs of the patients and the need of care.